There were two of us, the editor and me, and people would call and ask for the obituary editor, and I'd say, just one moment, hello. So, you know, you doubled as everything. I was the humor writer, I was the reporter. The colorful man who was the publisher shook my hand the day I left and said, remember, it's a wise woman who knows her limitations. And I guess I decided to show him I could do it. I went to the Milwaukee Sentinel. The funny thing is, we had a whole department of women, and we called it the society section, and I lived to be there on the day we took down that sign and put up the sign that said Women's News, which was a big, big break.
So could we back up to a different world?
Sure.
Should we start with your dad?
Start with my mother.
Okay.
My mother came from a very poor family in the Ukraine. The town was near Odessa. My grandfather, the man who eventually would become her father-in-law, came into her uncle's dry goods store to buy things to take to America when he spotted my mother. He had had a letter from my father, who was already here, saying that he was afraid of American women and would my grandfather please bring him a bride. So he took one look at my mother, who was considered the prom queen of her village. She was very pretty. And my mother's family decided that was a wonderful plan. She would marry and then send for the next one. It didn't quite work out that way, because when Hitler came along, he just annihilated all of them. And my father worked very hard. He had been here, as I say, for a few years before she came. They settled in Arpin. Arpin, Wisconsin is a dot on the map. And this land was offered to these immigrants. If they could farm it, they could have it. The trouble was they didn't know as much about farming as diamond mining. It was a fiasco. But families bonded. There are families who are friends today who still talk about Arpin fondly, as you do, as you forget the hard parts. Most of them came to Milwaukee, including my dad. For 10 cents a day, he washed bottles. And it was a business located on Hanover Street on the south side of Milwaukee. When he struck out on his own, he opened a factory and called it Hanover Bottling Works. I'm very, very grateful for my growing up years. I really am, because my parents bought a house on 28th and Garfield, which was smack in the middle of a blue-collar German working-class neighborhood. And I'm grateful because I did learn to mix, mingle, and be friends with everybody. World War II came along and took over our lives. And as I told you before, I never got to college.
When you moved on to work for the Sentinel, what was the atmosphere at that time?
Oh, by that time we were very secure with who we were. I have many dear friends, newspaper friends, who are still my dear friends. But I was known as the Jewish source. And when someone wanted to dispel a word like nosh, they would come to me. And I would tell them as closely as I could, because, of course, there is no right way. It's phonetic. It was fun.